Hello again. It's Ken Morgan here with another South Plainfield Library classic movie presentation. Now today we're going to try another science fiction movie. We're going to be showing Doctor Who and the Daleks. And this is the first of two theatrical movies that were made based on the classic British TV series. Now for those unfamiliar, it's the sci-fi show where you had the guy who kind of looked like Harpo and he had a long woolen scarf. You know, he was the star for a while. Well, anyway, it's a little bit more complex than that. Now, this movie is based on the show's second serial, which introduced its most popular villains, the Daleks. And that was back in 1963, not too long after the show premiered. Now, this movie is somewhat controversial with fans due to the number of changes that were made from TV to movies. For example, due to the TV show's production schedule and the need to cast more widely recognizable actors, they recast all the main roles. And then they changed the characterizations as well. Thus, the Doctor, a rather crotchety traveler from another planet played by William Hartnell, becomes Doctor Who, a kindly eccentric from Earth played by Peter Cushing. And there are several other things they've changed, like changing the set design for the interior of the TARDIS, the Doctor's time-space machine, and using new theme music. On the other hand, fans have noted that the movies have good points, too. This one and the sequel, which we may get to sometime. For example, this movie is in color, for one thing. The TV show wouldn't be broadcast in color until 1970. And it also has much more elaborate sets and special effects, unlike the series, which was practically shot live to videotape in that period. And it also does a good job, in my opinion, of boiling down a story which consisted of 7 24-minute episodes into a movie lasting about 80 minutes. And everyone agrees that Peter Cushing is really good in this movie. But then Peter Cushing was good in every movie he was in. Now, in addition to this movie, we're also going to be showing a bonus cartoon. It's Superman, the first of the Fleischer Studios series of cartoons about the Man of Steel. To this day, it's considered one of the most highly regarded superhero cartoons ever made. It was the first movie appearance of Superman, and it was made on a budget about double the normal budget of any other cartoon of that era. It was also nominated for an Oscar, but it lost that year to the Disney cartoon Lend a Paw. Now, I haven't seen that one. I understand it's good, though. Now, just a reminder, you can post your comments or opinions on our Facebook page. Also, your suggestions as far as movies we could show. Well, we can check on it. Or, if you'd like, you can email them to me at kmorgan@southplainfield.lib.nj.us. Now, we're still working on an easier way to allow you to look up the previous movies we've shown. As soon as we have that worked out, we'll let you know. And now that we have curbside service and limited patron access, you can get movies from our own DVD collection that we aren't able to show you online. You can check our website for details on that. Well, thanks for stopping by. And now, from Paramount in 1941, here is Superman. And from Amicus Productions in 1965, here's Doctor Who and the Daleks. Hope you like them.